We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How y'all feel?
I don't know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
One down, one to go here on Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle with you here on KFH. Baseball talk now as we go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Baseball of the college variety. We've been talking a little Royals, talking a little Omaha Royals, but now we're talking Omahawks as the Arkansas Razorbacks are going back to the College World Series. Their ninth all-time. Their best finish came back in 1979. Kind of hard to believe that Arkansas has never won it. They finished runner-up in 1979. Voice of the Hogs, Phil Elson, joining us right now. Phil, listen to the last part of your call. Of course, it was on ESPN2. It was anticlimactic, the 14-4 victory over South Carolina in the Super Regional. But congratulations to you. You're going to the College World Series and back to the CWS for Coach Van Horn and the Hogs. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Your feet back on the ground yet?
Yeah. I think it took yesterday to kind of come back down a little bit from it. And it is good to talk to you again, Shane. Always a pleasure talking baseball with you, no matter what variety it is. You can congratulate me if you want, because I remember a year ago, it was at the SEC tournament in Hoover at batting practice. I was sitting there with Dave Van Horn after we'd done our pregame interview, and I'm just looking at who's there. I didn't even know much about the recruiting class that was coming in the next season. And I said to Dave, you're going to be pretty darn good next year. And he looks at me and immediately says, and that doesn't even count our recruiting class. And then the next thing you know, a couple of weeks later, you get Bonfield and Carson Shaddy through the draft. A couple of the other freshmen didn't sign that they thought might sign contracts. And I'll tell you, the expectations were there all season long for this team. Even for me, even though I tried not to be too vocal about it. But this is a terrific baseball team. They've been a lot of fun to cover, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Hey, Van Horn, before this season, because Arkansas had been such a strong presence, not only nationally, but, I guess you probably do it the other way around. In the SEC and nationally, I mean, but obviously if you're good in the SEC, you're going to be good nationally. But there had been some diminishing returns. Had there been any grumbling about where Arkansas was in terms of their baseball prowess before, obviously, things started to turn back away the way they have this season, back to a College World Series trip?
No, I think for the most part, it's pretty well understood and expected that Dave Van Horn's program is one of the most, if not the most successful on campus. But maybe the track program would be the other that, you know, has had more of a sustained success with all their 40-plus national championships. But, I mean, ever since Dave got on campus, and, I mean, really even going back through most of Coach DeBrine's tenure, this has been a very good baseball program. You know, people might be disappointed there's not a national championship, but they also know for a fact that, you know, most years they have a shot to get to Omaha, and then you go from there. I think Dave Van Horn is, some people could use the term revered because they respect how he does things. I think I go more with respected and beloved in some cases, because he's kept this program at a certain level for a long, long time now. But I'd also be remiss in saying that, I mean, fans want national championships. They do. You know, I mean, you heard that about Coach K until he finally won one with Duke, and then however many he's won since. You know, You hear that about a lot of coaches until they finally, quote-unquote, win one, and that's supposed to validate them. But I don't think that's the case with Dave Van Horn.
Phil Elson, the play-by-play voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. So going back to the College World Series, he joins us here on Sports Daily. And to your point, and to the point about Dave Van Horn and Arkansas, we forget that when he left Nebraska, that pretty much sent tremors throughout the college baseball world, because they had just gone to the World Series, Nebraska did, and Arkansas basically said, we're tired of just being pretty good throughout the 1990s. And they bring in Dave Van Horn, and since then, their profile has elevated. And I don't think it's any coincidence that when Dave Van Horn got there, that it was it kind of put not only college baseball, but the SEC on notice. Would you agree?
I think so. I think everybody also in the SEC, at least, viewed the program under Norm DeBrine as a threat. But it's been more, I think, of a consistent threat in the West Division, and to get to Omaha, really, out of the SEC, more under Dave. And, I mean, the success speaks for itself with Coach Van Horn. And, I should say, he has won a national title. I mean, he coached Central Missouri to a Division II national championship in, mm-hmm. I think, 1994. You take two Division I programs to a national title, that's, or to Omaha, yeah, that should speak for itself, too.
The one of the great places to play or to watch college baseball is at Baum Stadium. Wichita State fans know that all too well, not always on the positive side. Played regionals down there, there have been near misses, but it's just an absolutely fabulous place to play, and it's a fabulous place to coach, and I would imagine to recruit. But you said it yourself, though, the expectations on that program are maybe as severe as any on campus at Arkansas outside of the track and field, which is obviously nationally renowned. But the fan base is second to none. The following is second to none. And that's a program that maybe doesn't get talked about as much as it probably should be in terms of the national spotlight, because it's an unbelievable place to be a part of college baseball.
It is, and I hope that if most people across the country are getting their cues of what Arkansas baseball is like from Hog Noxious, that fan that was on ESPN throughout the
Super Bowl. Yeah, I want to know about that
pointing
guy.
Pointing at the umpire for 5 minutes. I mean, he's great. He's been there for like 30 years in that very seat, and he never, he's probably the most famous fan. But it is to me, this is the closest that I've ever come to calling the major leagues, and it's because of the passion, and it's because of, the size of the network. We're on 20-some stations. It's a statewide program. And when you go to that game, it has a mini major league electricity to it. I was thinking about this the other day. You could kind of compare. You remember when the Braves really got going in the early 90s and they start the Tomahawk Chop? Whatever you thought about the Tomahawk Chop, it still was a thing when 55,000 people were doing it on top of you. All at once, that had to be a little bit intimidating, just a little bit. So, at Baum, you get these 11,500 people all calling the Hogs at the same time. And again, you can think about that what you want, but it is awesome, and it really kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. But Dave's open about the idea that, you recruit to Baum Stadium.
Yep.
That's one of the things that you bring kids here for. And It's because I think of that mini major league feel, even to a point where I didn't even realize this until I've finally been across the SEC now and a few other college parks. I think Baum Stadium is the only stadium that is all natural surface. There's not an ounce of artificial turf on the playing surface or in the bullpen. And at least on most of the campuses, you get an artificial turf warning track, or in some cases at Vandy, the whole field, including the mound. I mean, that they get big leaguers out of that, but that's not big league. That's just one of those small things that makes it stand out like that. And that's what, that's what makes Dave special. He talks and coaches to those small things, even in the game itself, the fundamentals, how to round the bases properly. I mean, he's a small detail guy, and that's turned it into a big time thing.
Phil Elson, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. The Hogs are going back to the College World Series to play Texas, an old get-together from old Southwest Conference rivals. Full disclosure, Phil and I both were in the Texas League. Me for not very long, Phil for quite a while for the Arkansas Travelers. And you made a comment on social media not too long ago, Phil, that at the end or toward the end of pretty much every professional baseball season, you see the finish line no matter how good or bad the team's doing, and you're ready for it to be done. College baseball, when you're calling a successful program, it's not that way. Tell us why.
You know, one of the comments somebody put on that was that he boiled it just down to the mathematics of 140 game minor league schedule to 56 or however many you might play in a college season. And that's way too simple of a way to look at it. I feel like I could do this for another 3 months because it feels like Major League Baseball. I mean, the SEC season, and you know, the Wichita State players would say the same thing about the conference they play in. I think every other kid that plays college baseball would feel the same way about their conference season specifically. That's just like one huge playoff season for a major league team, the passion that's involved in it. It means more than the major league regular season games. It's just the way the game is played, the way the game is coached, it's all different. It's not about development for the majors specifically. It is about developing young men and learning, but it's also about winning and winning games. And when it boils down to that, when that's the main reason you're there at the ballpark that day, instead of, you know, trying to make sure you get your four at-bats and your one bunt and not get fined and this and that. And look, I love minor league baseball, but it feeds into the majors for a reason. So the major league teams can win. The college teams want to win. Otherwise, the coaches get fired.
Yeah.
And to me, that's why this feels so much different than minor league baseball. That's why I took the job at Arkansas. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I didn't even know Pitt had a team, for crying out loud. And I love it. I watched the Pirates. I listened to the Pirates. Nobody knew about college baseball up there. And they might just now be starting to find out about it because Pitt's in the ACC and they made a little run in their tournament. But it's a big league city. Yeah. That's how I feel here working for the Razorbacks. I really do.
Bracket two, pretty darned interesting in that you've got essentially an SEC Big 12 kind of challenge. I that lower part of the bracket to me is loaded up pretty good. That should be an awful lot of fun. Just going to call games in Omaha is fun, but then you start looking at the competition and things of that nature. You got to be pretty intrigued by it all, and obviously in Florida, you know a lot about your opponent.
Well, I don't really plan on missing a game as long as I'm there. I mean, the hotel's like two blocks away. I know there's all sorts of other stuff going on in great restaurants, but at the most, there's two games a day. I can pull that off easy, just sitting there watching. I can do two games a day, too, like you could, Shane. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great collection of baseball. That's one of the reasons I always love going to the SEC tournament, even though people, you know, kind of poo-poo it as a tournament that's not meaningful. But it's a pretty darn great collection of talent. It's just fun to watch those guys do their thing. And that's what the College World Series will be like. But the games obviously will mean a lot more. You know, and Arkansas knows their entire bracket because they played everybody on that side. They beat Texas two in a row at Baum before the start of the conference season. That actually was Texas was at Baum Stadium the day that Augie Garrido passed away, and that was the first day of that series. And that's a whole other story in and of itself. And Arkansas beat Texas Tech. They were scheduled for a two-game series. One of those games got rained out, and then the Hogs beat in the one game that they played. And they went 1-2 at Gainesville. That series came down to the very last pitch on the Sunday. There were two great games and one blowout. Arkansas lost the one time they got their butts handed to them at Florida, 17-2, second game of that series. That's because Isaiah Campbell started but was hurt, didn't tell anybody, and got lit up. And then they beat Florida in Hoover, the one game. So they've seen everybody on that side. They went 0-3 against them, and that was the series that really turned things around. Starkville, and that was the series that really turned things around for the Bulldogs. So we've seen almost everybody there, and I'm excited to see what Oregon State has. I mean, you read everything about those kids and watch them, and it's just like a mini major league team talent-wise. This is going to be great. Yeah, I might just anchor myself to a chair there for 2 weeks.
Early game on Sunday, Arkansas and Texas, and then later on that night, it'll be Florida and Texas Tech. Talking with Phil Elson, the play-by-play voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. You have your fun follow on Twitter, obviously, and for all things Arkansas, if you care at all about Arkansas, follow Phil at Phil Elson PXP. He'll pop up there. But during the season, you change up your handle periodically. How often, and what are your three favorites that you change your nickname to during the season?
Well, I've been doing this about once a week, Shane, and I just do it during the baseball season as a fun little thing. Try to keep it to baseball terminology,
right?
Only, and nothing dirty. That's for the private account. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I guess, let's see, I had to pull up my phone notes here. So
didn't you have arm side run, Elson? Was that one of them?
It would be filthy repertoire, Elson. That was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I did one last year, which was a 4-pitch mix, Elson. I think filthy repertoire spelled like my first name was probably the better one.
Yeah.
Experimental replay review, Elson, because I like that idea that eventually the experimental reviews is going to become mandatory across college baseball postseason, as it should. And the one that I had last I thought was really good just because it might paint me in a different light. Ball in the Dirt, Elson, is the one that I just switched out of. And the one that's current is Oma, Elson, which just makes too much sense.
Yeah. Arm side run, Elson, I think maybe you should entertain, perhaps.
I think I used that one last.
Did you? All right. Good.
So, yeah. There was a split-fingered grip, Elson. And, you know, if you got any ideas, send them my way. I mean, sooner or later, I'm going to run out of ideas.
Well, there are plenty of idiotic baseball terms that you could run up the flagpole. I mean, there's no end in sight when it comes to that.
There's tons of them, and that would be for the – I would love to one day do a play-by-play broadcast on XM satellite radio where I could, you know – and some of them actually are, but I can't get away with using some of the clubhouse terminology that I think you might be referring to, Shane.
Well, it should be an awful lot of fun coming up this weekend. Give me one thing that you really love about this baseball team. Obviously, Gotti record. They've been good all season long. They've been tough. They've been consistent. You can set your watch to this ball club. We all understand that. You don't get to Omaha with smoke and mirrors. So what is it about this team that you really like beyond those things? Or maybe the thing that that creates those things. What would it be about this Arkansas baseball team?
It's the fact that you can't point to one thing.
Gotcha.
They look to me difficult to names as if they leave men on base. It's pretty difficult to motor through that lineup. And I think we may see better pitching in the College World Series than at other points. Who knows? But it's pretty difficult to just burn through this lineup and dominate and keep them away from opportunities to score. So that, and it's not that that's a hole in them because they usually do score. One of the things that's great about them is the depth of the lineup. 1 through 9, there are a lot of tough outs in there. And if somebody's slumping for a couple of games or not performing well, more often than not, there's one or two or even three guys in that lineup that will do something that hurts the opponent. And that's what stands out, but there really are a lot of other things about the team that I think make it complete.
Phil, go get packed up and enjoy your time in Omaha. We'll be watching, buddy.
Okay, Shane. Good to talk to you guys. Thank you.
Okay. Phil Elson, the play-by-play voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. It'll be 1 o'clock for them against Texas. That's on Sunday. It'll be the second game or the second day of the College World Series. And then Florida and Texas Tech will follow at 6 o'clock. In Bracket 1 on Saturday, it'll be Oregon State and North Carolina. That game will be at 2 o'clock. Mississippi State and Washington will be the night game Saturday night at 7 o'clock. That's What's on Tap, courtesy of Side Pockets. What's on tap today? It's Why Not Wednesday. Why not grab a juicy quarter-pound cheeseburger served with fries for just $5.95 today at corner Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets. Today, What's on Tap? Later on tonight, on the air at 6:30, first pitch 7:15, will be the final game of that two-game series between the Royals and Cincinnati Reds. Coming up next, we'll check some news and notes, some headlines. A former major champion is coming to the Wichita Open, and the U.S. Open odds and picks are out. We'll talk about that. Much more to get to. Shane and Bruce here on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.